Now we're starting to enter in to the word of the Lord is taking us into the Lord's interior suffering. Remember I said that the readings will, during Lent, all concentrated on the mystery of the death and resurrection of Jesus, take us in three directions, you see. One of them is the interior suffering of Jesus, for whom Jeremiah is the prophecy. His life is a prophecy. And the others are, first, well, what about our own lives? This is Lent. What are we doing to have a real conversion, you see? And then the third one is fulfilling the prophecies. So today, we have this first of the introductions. The commentators call these the confessions of Jeremiah. They're scattered throughout his prophecy. I knew their plot because the Lord informed me. At that time, O Lord, you showed me their doings. Now this is trying to get us. Jeremiah is, his life is a prophecy. And so trying to get us to enter in to the interior sufferings of Jesus. This is the goal of most of the saints, to share these interior sufferings of Jesus. Certainly was of Therese, for instance, and others. So these texts, it's imperfect. You know, he's going to say, let me see your vengeance on them, a thing Jesus would never say. But he's not oblivious to the fact that there is a justice. And so he prays from the cross. He even prays for them. You see. Like a trusting lamb led to slaughter, had not realized that they were hatching plots against me. And then the plot. Let us destroy the tree in its vigor. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name will be spoken no more. Now, this is Jeremiah, and he's suffering. But he's also an anticipation of the Christ. And this is to help us enter in and appreciate that dimension of our Lord's suffering, you see. I, like a trusting lamb, led to slaughter. The gospel and the psalm follows out of Psalm 7. The gospel is still about this conflict going on as a result of healing that man on the Sabbath, chapter 7. See, the church takes a long time over this chapter 7 to help us grasp. You see that they want to kill him, but they've got to get some evidence. And now some of the crowd who heard these words of Jesus said, this is truly the prophet, Hanavi, the prophet, the one to come to set us straight, to bring us back to God, the prophet. That's the one that Moses talks about. Remember in the book of Deuteronomy, God will send a prophet like me. That's the prophet who will be save the people. Others said, the Christ will not come from Galilee, will he? Does not Scripture say that the Christ will be of David's family and come from Bethlehem, the village where David lived? But our Lord was born in Bethlehem. And he is the son of David. The son of David. The one promised to David that there will be an heir of yours from your body on the throne, and he will be the one to save my people. That we're still praying for the completion of that Savior. Salvation, right? When the Jewish people recognize their Messiah and come back. Might be noon, soon. You know, some of the words that Our Lady speaks to Pope Francis, before he was Pope Francis. You know, I'm going to bring the Jewish people back now. And of course, in the locutions that have been recorded of Our Lady to him, they're going to kill you in Jerusalem when you go. And that will bring the Jews back. Now, we'll have to wait and see. But that, you know, they're going, he and the Patriarch Kirill are meeting in Jerusalem in the spring. And so, which is already, you know, this is 1,000 years of division between the East and the West. And to repair that, So, why didn't you bring him in? Well, nobody's ever spoken like this man. Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities, we're the big shots, have any of us agreed? What blindness, This is a warning to us. Are we grateful to, wherever the truth of the Lord comes, are we happy for it? Or no, it can't be from that guy, he's a jerk. You know, we've got to watch that. But this crowd who does not know the law is accursed. So how do you know? How do you enter into salvation? You know the law. You do the law. Then, if you remember Nicodemus, back chapter 3, one of their members who had come to him earlier said to them, does our law condemn a man before it first hears him and finds out what he's doing? No. But they don't have the courage to say that. They're so blinded. Why are we hearing about this blindness? So that we'll go to prayer and ask the Lord about our own blindness. That's why. You are not from Galilee also, are you? Galilee is like saying what? What's the name of that place where all the hillbillies are in Kentucky? What's that? Whatever it is, that, you know, you're not a Kentucky hillbilly like these Galileans, are you? I mean, Galilee was, you know, hillbilly country. Look and see that no prophet arises from Galilee. We read the text and we tell God what to do. Now why is this? Well, it's to help us understand how deeply deceived these men finally were. They crucified God. But it's also a warning to us. Do we have real, you know, intelligent excuses for our sins? Or do we just repent and go to the Lord for forgiveness?